Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McLaughlin. And today I am joined by Ms. Jennifer Kramer Lewis. And we're going to have a conversation about, are you restricting your future? So what does that mean? Like, that was such a, you know, when I invited Jennifer to come on and be my guest, it was like, what would you like to talk about? Because we could literally talk about anything. And she's like, what about this, restricting your future? And it's like, oh my God, that's such an amazing idea. And so just a little bit of information about it is there's so many posts in the media, you know, the news, television, Facebook, and radio, and everywhere that are talking about cutting back, budgeting, and dieting. And all of those energies, even when I'm just saying those words, Jennifer, they're so like restrictive. And I guess before I do any more talking, I would like to just stop for a moment and say welcome. And thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Yeah, always a pleasure to get to play with you, Betsy. When you say, would you like to come on my show? I say yes.
I love it. Thank you so much. And it really is such a restrictive energy, those words, budget, diet, cutting back. So what if there is a different possibility available? And what if you made an investment in your own progress and your life and possibility by not restricting? Like, say what? So that's going to be some of what we talk about today. Yeah. And so what can we open up in our lives by stopping restriction? So before we get started into this amazing conversation that I've been so looking forward to, I would like to just tell everybody a little bit about myself and a little bit about Jennifer. And this is always kind of an interesting thing because, like, how do you talk about yourself in just, you know, a couple of sentences? So for me, I am an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, which it's a huge body of work of tools and questions and techniques that I have used for over 6 years now, that have really, really transformed my life, going from a space of being a very depressed person who wasn't even sure she wanted to be on this planet anymore, to creating a life that just keeps expanding, and it's full of amazingness and joy and happiness and possibilities. Not to say that there aren't things that come up that are interesting, but I now have way more tools in my tool belt to work with the situations that arise. And so I'm a very different person and so grateful for what I have learned. And because of all of that, that is one of the main reasons that I chose to be a facilitator. And I continue taking classes all the time, and I facilitate and contribute to people literally all around the world. And so I have online classes. I teach in person as well. And you can find more about me at creatingyumminess.com. My email address is accessbetsy@gmail.com. And then our beautiful, wonderful guest is Jennifer Kramer Lewis. And she has over 20 years in business and finance in her background. And she loves to contribute to people. She's also a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, which is how we met. And she loves to contribute to people dramatically improving their financial welfare is one of the areas that she specializes in. And so she's got a background in finance, business, banking, real estate sales and management, and mortgage banking. So she's done a lot of different areas, and she's always found it easy and natural to implement these processes to heighten productivity. And she loves people. She loves to coach people. And she's also, as I have, we've both been in several best-selling books. And she's also a mom to two fantastic teens. And I love this sentence. They are learning early to master the language of prosperity, which I love that sentence. When you sent that to me, I was like, oh my God, what an amazing gift to give your children to master the language of prosperity from a young age. So again, welcome,
no kidding,
Jennifer.
Hey.
Right.
My pleasure.
Right?
Yeah.
And Jennifer lives in Canada, in case you didn't catch that A that she had at the end of her sentence right there. You're in the western part of Canada. She was telling me right before the show that she lives more in the mountain areas now, so she's enjoying some beautiful snow today. We're in February of 2019. And we're about to get some snow here in Maryland on the East Coast of the United States. So we were just talking about how beautiful it is and how interesting it is. So, Jennifer, let's start with mastering the language of prosperity, because that's kind of the opposite of restriction and budgeting and cutting back. So where would you like to launch this fabulous conversation?
Yeah. So one of the things that I have noticed is just how heavy it is right now. People are really sort of flailing. They don't want to have another year like they did last year where they didn't make any money or, you know, maybe they made money in their business, but, you know, most of it went shooting out the other side of their business, you know, on student loans or, you know, debt from the past or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, they want to get it right. And so
yes. This
restriction energy is like everywhere that they want to get it right. And so if you are in that place and space where you want to get it right in your business and you want to get it right in your finances and you want to get it right in all sorts of other places, perhaps with your body or, you know, get your body in shape or, you know, whatever it is that you'd like to get right, what if you just took that energy and started to pull it right out of your body? And breathe. And then have a look at that energy that you just pulled out of your body. Maybe just have it in front of you almost like it's a separate being. And say hi. And who do you belong to? Are you mine? Are you someone else's? Or are you something else's? And what if there's no right answer, but probably
right.
to 98% of it is not yours. It might be someone else's. And so if it is someone else's, you can be like, great. You just head on back to where you came from. You really have no space or place in my life. That is not the language of prosperity.
Yeah.
You are not speaking my language. So off you go. And then also if it's something else's, I notice sometimes something else is something that's like, institutions or schools mm-hmm. of thought or even like the man. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So cool. Everywhere it's someone else's or something else's, you can just push it away from you and say, you go back to where you came from. You actually have no place in my life. And a question you can ask is, if I was truly prosperous, would I choose to have this thought? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a no, then you can be like, okay, cool. Everywhere these things are, you know, swirling around in my brain, I'm just going to take them out, have a look at them, and then return them to sender. And, you know, mostly Brittany and I have been playing with these tools for quite a long time, so I can do that quite quickly. I'm mm-hmm. mostly aware that none of it's mine anyways. And one thing that you can do is you can do like a bit of a mantra. So if this is the first time that you've heard of Access Consciousness and the tools, we don't really play with mantras, but if you know about a mantra, then what you can say is not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine to any negative thought that's coming mm-hmm. in. And, you know, just really just as you're taking it out of your body and pushing it out of your body, you can say not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine.
Yeah.
And then when you feel it exiting your body, what you can say, okay, what do I choose now? You know, if I was truly being prosperous, what would I choose? What thoughts would I allow to come into my body? And so, and then that will open up, like you might even have a creative space where you took out a piece of paper and said, if I was truly mastering the language of prosperity, if I was truly being the energies of prosperity, you know, what thoughts would I have in my head? And maybe even write down 25 thoughts that you would have in your head. And so, you know, what could those thoughts be? Betsy, what's popping in your mind that you would have in your head if you were truly mastering the language of prosperity?
Yes. Well, I love that question. And it really brings up when I was looking at a lot of the thoughts that I've had in the past where it truly, when I started asking questions and thought, is this mine? And it was like, oh my gosh, no.
Oh, okay. So it goes, is this mine? Is this question mine? Is this thought mine? And having that go, oh my gosh, no, none of that is actually mine, that I have bought that, you know, like, because you hear it over and over when you're growing up from where I was and the people I was around. So I just kind of took on that point of view that I thought it was mine. And I had never really looked at and ask those questions. So when I started asking those questions, going, wow, none of that actually is mine. So what else can I now create if none of that is actually mine? And that question of if I was being the energy of prosperity, what would I choose? What energy would I be? What questions would I ask? What would I do? It really opens up the doors of limitless possibility. And I love that question. Love it.
Yeah, and have a look at that. Like if you've watched that movie, Limitless, that has the energy of what's available for people when they remove those negative thoughts out of their head. And then Access Consciousness talks about implanted points of view and explanted points of view. So you can mm-hmm. actually, you know, have them in your body. And so that's why, as an access facilitator, Betsy and I do a lot of energy work on our bodies, or at least I do, and I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
and work on that, because these points of view, if you buy them, you know, like save a penny, save a pound, that's a very British thing. And I have a British family. And, you know, and then also my grandparents went through the Great Depression. And so they really, really did have to be very careful with money and very, mm-hmm. restrictive with money. Like, I remember my granny used to save saran wrap. Like, she'd wash it off and stick it to the side of the fridge. And, you know,
oh my gosh,
isn't that adorable? And so, yes. You know, I mean, she was probably, you know, a born environmentalist anyways, and mm-hmm. you know, this really helped her feel like she was creating a future that had money in it. And so that's another question that I would love your audience to ask themselves is, does this add to creating a future that has money in it? And so we did another show that you could probably have a look on the Imperfect Brilliance radio shows. I think it was June last year, mm-hmm. Betsy and I, did a show mm-hmm. together where we were talking about creating a future with money in it. And so restriction doesn't actually create a future that has money in it because you become the restricted conduit for abundance or money. So if abundance and money is trying to get into your life, and you have this restriction stuff going on, then what happens is, you know, only the amount of money that you have determined is allowed to come in can come in. And you may have a whole bunch of unconscious points of view that are preventing you from having this, you know, prosperity mindset and having a future that has lots of money in it. You know, points of view like, oh, if I had that much money, I would never do this thing. Or if I had that much money, I would always do this thing. And then so anything that doesn't match your point of view can't get in. And it can be points of view that you had when you were little. Like, oh, you know, like as soon as I get a full-time job, I'm going to spend all my money on Barbies. And then as an adult, I'm like, wow, I better not get a full-time job because then I'm going to have to spend all my money on Barbies. And while that might be fun, probably won't pay my bills.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, where we are having a great conversation today with Jennifer Kramer Lewis. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to talk some more about prosperity.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Lewis. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Awesome. Sorry about that. Apparently my phone is fading in and out just a bit here. And so welcome back, where we are having an amazing conversation today. And before we dive back in, because we can get, it goes by so quickly. Jennifer, can you take a couple of minutes to tell everybody how they can find you?
Yes, I can. So I love working with creatives and entrepreneurs, and probably the majority of my business is with people who actually have a business of their own, and they are looking for ways of being more prosperous, also ways of creating different income streams and also different productivity models for themselves, and also somebody who will give them a very kind kick in the you-know-what now and again to make sure that they're making more money and having more fun in their lives than they were before. So they can find me at jenniferkramerlewis.com. And then I also have a productivity tool that you can find at podcastgoodies.jenniferkramerlewis.com. And so I'll give Betsy those links so she can put them below this episode, or you can just find jenniferkramerlewis.com. And if you want to play with the productivity tool, it's amazing. It gets the thoughts out of your head. It's called Task List to Ask List. And so instead of getting your head down doing tasks, you are starting to ask the universe to have things show up for you that you've been asking for maybe years.
How fun.
And if you wanted to get... And I'm Jennifer at jenniferkramerlewis.com.
And I was just going to say, and it's Kramer with a C. So it's J-E-N-N-I-S-E-R-C-R-A-M-E-R-L-E-W-I-S. Just so you have
the correct spelling.
You're welcome. So one of the thoughts that the questions that I had when we were going to break is like, are you, and I love the wording you used shortly before we went to break, and it's, you know, are you the conduit of prosperity or restriction? You know, so what are you choosing? Are you choosing to be the conduit of restriction? You know, and how much of that is unconscious, or what are you choosing? Like, are you choosing to be a conduit for prosperity? And, you know, if it's something you've never really looked at before, you know, that's one of the reasons we have these discussions, to invite different possibilities in, where it's like, oh, you know, I've never even looked at that before. I've never thought about it before. I've just always kind of been on automatic pilot. So these questions, they will invite different doors to open, different possibilities to show up. And what you were just talking about, that people can go get off your website, sound like a lot of fun. And things like that, where it's just some different exercises and different questions. And I know that I, for a long time, was a conduit of restriction, and I didn't even know it. Like, oh.
Well, even asking the question, like if you actually do get a yes, then don't make yourself wrong about it. Just ask what you'd like to create in the future. It's no different than, you know, if somebody wants to give you a pair of shoes that don't fit. You're like, okay, I love these shoes, but they don't fit. You don't try to jam your toes into them. Yeah. So if you are a conduit of restriction, what do you do next? Well, what you can do is you could say, okay, cool. I actually don't want to be that or choose that anymore. And so
right.
You can even say that out loud. Like, everywhere I'm being that or doing that, I am unchoosing it.
Yeah. And really just to be that space and not make yourself wrong. Don't go into the beating yourself up over it. All of those things. I was coaching somebody about an hour before the show, and I was saying those exact words, like, you know, because if you are beating yourself up, then you are continuing to put energy to something that you don't desire to do anymore. And, you know, so as long as your energy is over there, making yourself wrong, restricting, you know, it's that's the restriction of itself. Versus like, oh well, now I can choose something different. It's a very different space to be in.
It is, and so kind. That's one of the things that I love so much about these Access Consciousness tools, is they really are based in being as kind to you as possible.
Yes.
And that
mm-hmm.
may be something that you've never even received in your lifetime up until now. Like, I started playing with these tools in 2010, and there was a lady, you know, on a radio show just like us today, and some of the stuff that she said was just so light and so bright and so fun that I was like, wow, I could actually change myself by using fun. That was so bizarre.
Yes. And
yeah.
It's such an interesting thing where we have bought in to that point of view that it has to be hard work. It has to be, you know, like you said earlier, you know, pound in, a penny foolish, you know, like all of these things that we have just heard. So then we have... And I'm speaking, when I say these words, like we, I'm talking about like me, and this is stuff that I did in my life. You know, you might be listening and say, well, I never did that. And, you know, oh, that's awesome. That's kudos to you for not choosing that. But whatever you've done or not done up until now, if you chose to not beat yourself up about it and just move forward and see what else you can now create, how expansive is that for your life?
Yeah. Well, even the radio show, like, what if everywhere you've been so far in your life, financially or otherwise, is somehow imperfectly brilliant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so financially, if we stop beating ourselves up and we start asking the universe for more profitable possibilities. And so that's actually what I call my discovery session, profitable possibilities sessions, because we actually have a look at people's businesses and
mm-hmm.
have a look at, you know, what they're choosing and what they're doing in their lives and ask for more profitable possibilities to show up. And so a question you can ask yourself is, where are my profitable possibilities today?
Mm-hmm.
And your body might be like, no, we need a couch day.
Right.
And your body may be like, oh, well, you know, there's a business networking meeting that you can go to, or there's another class that you can go to, or, you know, that person that I heard on the radio, or that person that I see in my Facebook or Instagram, and she matches or he matches the energy of a profitable possibility for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. from the space of awareness, you can start to choose the profitable possibilities. And if you ask it out loud, this is one of my hints for me and for anyone listening, I like to ask a lot of questions out loud. And I find that when I articulate the ask, like, hey, universe, where are my profitable possibilities today? What happens is they show up in my Facebook stream. I have
mm-hmm.
the coolest Facebook stream. And or somebody will hand me a book, or somebody will phone me, or And then I can ask, wow, does that match the energy of what I've been asking for in my life financially? Does that match mm-hmm. the energy of what I've been asking for in my life physically or emotionally or, you know, support-wise for my spirit or, like, whatever I've been asking for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what the question you're asking is, like, where else can I find, you know, where else can prosperity show up? So you're not asking the questions, well, where do I have to tighten the belt? Where do I have to cut
back? Yeah.
So I'd love
well,
to
and it
talk
may
a little
be,
bit more about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it may be that when you're asking for profitable possibilities, you notice actually that it's not profitable for you to have, just for example, I'm going to go through and find out where all of my little subscriptions are, like, you know, to mm-hmm. Canva and, you know, all of these like little business tools. They're like, oh, it's only $10 a month. And then you think, okay, well, cool. I'll say yes to that. And then you end up having like 20 things at $10 a
yeah.
month.
Yeah.
And there may be other places and spaces that are more profitable for you to have that money going to. And then mm-hmm. another thing that you may notice is a lot of the training that people receive about financial management and about financial prosperity is actually exactly backwards. And so I'm reading a book right now that's an Access Consciousness book that is very highly recommended, called The How to Become Money Workbook. And so one of the premises in that book is that you pay yourself first.
Yep.
And, you know, how many years of my life did I pay myself last? Oh, pretty much most of them.
Or not at all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because there was no money left by the time I finished paying everybody else.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that might be a resource for you. I'm sure Betsy has a link for that. And then mm-hmm. I'm reading another book right now called Profit First. And so the energies of what it is that you would like to include in your life to really accelerate your financial abundance, when you start to ask these questions, what will happen is it will start to show up for you.
It's so true. It really does. And what I have, one of my questions that I love to ask is, what other streams of income can I create? And it's, again, very interesting what will show up, you know, who messages you or people you don't even know, like, will contact you for something, or you can find, I've found money on the floor when I've asked that question, or, you know, it just, and when you have no expectation of what will show up, and you're willing to just be aware of it all and follow the energy, follow the whispers, follow the breadcrumbs, you know, whatever, the tickles of possibilities, it's fascinating, actually, to see what is created.
Yeah. Well, the universe really does act on ask and receive. And so when you make these asks out loud, like, where are my profitable possibilities today? Then the universe is like a little collie dog. It just goes out and gets your profitable possibilities.
That's so fun. It's like, and what you, when you said that, what popped in for me was like the profitable possibility posses.
That's awesome.
I love that. And, you know, so where's my posse of possibility, profitable possibilities? Say that fast 10
yeah.
times, right?
Yeah. No kidding. The universe would be like, yeah, I'll give you your posse. That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I love it.
And
I love it.
Another one of the mantras of Access Consciousness is, how does it get any better than this? And mm-hmm. so, you know, just having a look at what you're doing financially and where you are financially, and not from a space and place of making yourself wrong, but just asking for better to show up.
Mm-hmm.
better, greater, yeah. You know, and the, the, it's, and I know I've said this already, but it's, it just keeps pinging me. It's like that the, there's just such a different energy and space between asking those questions or having the point of view that it can't show up. Right. So when you have, when you're in that space of restriction and it's not possible and it can't show up and it shows up for everybody else, but not me. I would love to hear what you would like to suggest to our listeners about that.
Yeah, I love that question. So who does that belong to?
Where did you buy like that in much, real and true, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's the cool thing is, you know, like our grandparents went through this Great Depression. And so mm-hmm. all of the programming that, you know, they put into your parents or your, you know, yeah. your grandparents or whoever, you know, I mean, depending on the listeners, you don't have to buy it. And if you don't buy it, if you don't buy this restriction, what else is possible? And it's not saying, you know, slap your credit card down and, you know, hope for the best. It's actually
right.
ask some questions like, you know, truth. You can ask truth. Does this actually add to my profitable possibilities? And then I also train my clients to have a look at what a 10 out of 10 life is. And then, you know, if all of your profitable possibilities are coming true for you, then that would be a 10 out of 10 life. You're like, wow, you know, people are just throwing money at me and throwing opportunities mm-hmm. at me. And it's so freaking fun. I adore my life. That's 10 out of 10. And then mm-hmm. 0 out of 10 would be like, I'm not getting out of bed. And then you can ask, okay, cool. So out of 10, how does this add to my profitable possibilities? And if you get like a 7, 8, 9, 10 out of 10, then choose it. But if it's like a 4, never choose it.
Mm. Wow. Those are some really interesting questions to ask yourself and ask, you know, what you're choosing. How does this add to my profitable possibilities? And what will this add to my life? Will this add to my life? Will this restrict my life?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so many of us think, oh, well, you know, here's the possibilities. And, you know, especially financially, there's a lot of gurus out there that will tell you, oh, well, these are the 10 things that you need to do to, you know, get money in the bank or get clients in the door or whatever it is mm-hmm. that you've made targets for this year. And you can actually have a look at those 10 things and say, okay, cool. You know, out of these 10 things, which of them actually do add to my individual profitable possibilities?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe only one out of that 10.
Awesome. Well, we will pick this back up after the break. So I would like to talk a little bit more about the 10 out of 10 of your life. Stay tuned. You're listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, here today with Jennifer Kramer Lewis. And I would love to invite everybody to a series that I'm going to be starting on March 1st. And it is all about the magic of you. And it's going to be a three-part telecall series that will talk about your body, money, and relationships. And you can find more information about that at creatingyumminess.com. And it was created after I did a free Zoom that was such an amazing call that people were asking for more. So you can also get the free Zoom that's kind of the prequel to it. Also, you can find that at creatingyumminess.com. And Jennifer, do you have anything that you would like to invite our listeners to?
Oh my goodness, yes. Actually, right now, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. I had to switch over my headphones. Yeah, right now I'm actually inviting people into my VIP program. So if they hop on over to jenniferkramerlewis.com, there's some information on my VIP programs that I have right now. And then also there's going to be some productivity programs launching. Sometimes you feel so lonely as an independent contractor or a, you know, a solopreneur, entrepreneur, that it's difficult for you to get your stuff done. And, you know, you feel driven to get what it is that you're doing out into the world, but sometimes it's difficult. And so that's where I come in.
Awesome. Awesome possum. So before the break, we were talking about doing the numbering system, 10 out of 10 in my life.
Yeah, the 10 out of 10 life.
Yes, and how does it add to my profitable possibilities? Will this add to my life? Will this restrict my life? And I'm wondering, so no matter where you are, if you ask those questions, so what if, right before break, you said if you're, you know, if you get a four, then you probably shouldn't choose that. So if you're getting those lower numbers, what other questions could you ask, Jennifer, to have the numbers be higher?
Yeah, well, one of the questions that you can ask is this a possibility for now, later, or never? Yeah, because we're all energetic beings, right? We're picking all this stuff up on the psychic Wi-Fi. And so, you know, it could be a possibility for me, or I might be just picking up something for my clients.
I love that question. And, you know, it could be sometimes like we want it so much. We're like, doggone it, I want it to be. And, you know, you might hear the answer. You know, it's a three, so you really, you know, shouldn't choose it. Because, like, dang it, I really want to do it. You know, so
Yeah.
What other question can you ask, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, later, or never. And if you get a never, you're like, darn it.
Darn it.
But they're such beautiful shoes. I really want them. You know? And then you're like, oh, darn it. I know why I didn't buy those shoes, because I actually needed the money to do something that's so much more light and bright in my life.
Yeah. That's so true. What you just said, you know, we are energetic beings, and energy is our first language. I had actually had an amazing conversation in the show last week with Danielle Carter, and we talked all about the energy of words. And, you know, it's like sometimes what comes out of our mouth does not match the energy. And so it's that same thing, like, we might want to be forcing, like you said, but I want those shoes, but the energy really isn't there. And if you go ahead and buy the shoes, it's okay. Again, we're not trying to make you feel bad or feel wrong for anything that you choose or don't choose. It's getting awareness of the energy and what we are so tuned into that we've spent most of our lives like not acknowledging it or not being aware of it, because we just, for me, I was told, I had a lot of awareness my whole life, but I was told that what I was aware of couldn't possibly be true. And that happened a lot. So I believed it, right? Because I'm a kid and adults are telling me that what I'm hearing, what I'm aware of, couldn't possibly be true. Oh, okay. Well, they know better because they're adults. And I started shutting down all of those capacities and awarenesses that I had. And now I'm like asking it to exponentialize, because now I realize, no, I knew all along. And it's like, how much more can I be aware of? How much more can I tap into? How much more can I know? And that's all energetic, you know, so the energy is our first language.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's actually really very easy to talk to the energy. You know, for myself, the numbers work really well for me. Like, I'm very aware of what a 10 out of 10 is for me. And because I've been playing with these numbers, it started as a coaching practice. And it just became very, very easy to, you know, coach my clients to use these numbers as a way of checking in on business opportunities or checking in on stuff in their personal lives without judgment. Not, you know, like, they can't judge themselves. It's just a 4 out of 10 because it's just a 4 out of 10.
Right.
Even if you want it, you know, it's just like, okay, well, now, later, or never. So if they get a 4 and a later, then what you can do is you can say, okay, well, would you please ping me in a way that I can receive when it's now. And circle back around again.
It will. And then, you know, and that's a, I'm so glad you brought that piece in, because you could get that it's a 4 now. So you like decide, well, then I can't ever do that. But what if you can, what if you circle back, like Jennifer just said, it comes back in your life 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 10 years, whenever, but it comes back in and you ask that question again, and that time there's a different answer. You know, so it could just be, is now the time, is another question that I love to ask. And you'll get the energy of, you know, yes, no, no, it's not now. Okay, well, let me know when it is, if it ever is. So playing with this, and the more you ask these questions and tap into the energy and the awareness that you have, that we all have, the easier it gets, the faster it gets, the more second nature it becomes. Where, you know, if you're anything like me, you spend a lot of time shutting it down.
Yeah. Well, and that actually is begging to be talked about. You know, because children actually, if they were never shut down, are naturally abundant.
Yes.
They just are. And, you know, they'll go around and they'll be like, oh, can we have ice cream? And then, you know, they'll come back in 10 minutes. Can we have ice cream?
Yes.
And then they'll come back again. Can we have ice cream? And they don't make themselves wrong for, you know, basically being little opportunists.
So true. I was just another thing that popped in when you were talking about that is my little dog who we just recently had to say goodbye to. But he was such a great example of never giving up. He would, you know, if he got a no, he just kept asking. He just kept asking with no point of view about it. Just like, okay, can I have it now? No. Okay. Is now the time? Just keeps it
exactly
energy with the kids. And they don't have a point of view about whether or not, you know, and I mean, sometimes they do, sometimes they get really cranky and whatever, but they really do have that, the natural tendency for wanting it all, asking for it all. Like, why can't I have ice cream, cake, and cookies? Like, who says I can't, you know, like they just keep, so they have that abundant nature about them. And, you know, I love talking about kids because they really do teach us so much.
Yeah. Well, and what if, you know, the listeners, if you're really tapped into that sort of audacious nature of children, that naturally abundant nature, or even like your dog. I mean, my gosh, my dog will, you know, he'll ask 5 minutes after he's been told no all the time, maybe not even 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so if we're out there looking for, you know, profitable possibilities, then even though one person told you no today, like one of my coaches that I mentored under as a kid, he used to put a roll of pennies in one pocket. And every time he asked somebody to do business with him that day, he would take a penny and put it in the other pocket, and he wouldn't stop until he had, you know, asked that many people, like a whole roll of pennies.
Yeah. And that willingness oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and everywhere you've been programmed to stop at the first no, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes, absolutely.
You can use the questions. You can be like, okay, cool. Is this no a possibility now, later, or never? Because even if the person told you right now, you could go now, later, or never in your head. And if you get a now, then you can ask them in a different way. And if you get a later, you're like, okay, well, ping me when it's time for me to do business with this person. And later... Yeah, just ping me later. And never, then you're like, okay, cool. Thanks, universe, for that awareness that that person will never choose to do business with me.
Right.
And don't make yourself wrong about it.
Yep. That was the piece I was going to say that was popping in. Like, you know, you've got an entire roll of pennies. What is that? Is that 100 pennies? It's either 50 or 100.
I think the pennies, it was,
right?
Yeah, it was 50. 50 pennies in the bowl,
so that's
something like that.
That's a lot. And so, you know, to be willing to hear no over and over and over again and to keep going is also something that's, you know, like, because we do, like, a lot of us will, we hear no, and then we're like, oh, okay, we get defeated. And so the questions that Jennifer, you know, shared, it's like, oh, what if you didn't have to be defeated? What if that's just not the right person asking, or it's just not the right time? Could it be a different question, like she just said? Or, you know, who else? You know, who else, what else, where else? And that has, again, that expansive energy that we've been talking about throughout the show versus the restricted energy of like, well, okay, and then you just like give up and go home and you know, go in the corner and suck your thumb. You know, that's going to be your restrictive energy versus what is expansive, what is possible for you, what, where, who else, where else, what else. And
also
in asking those questions, when else, yes. And so in asking those questions, again, you're inviting the universe to answer, and you don't have to have all the answers ahead of time, and you don't have to have a plan, you know, like you don't have to know from 1 to 100 all the steps that you're going to take in the exact order for it to for things to show up. And there's a beautiful graphic I remember seeing of, you know, like a huge set of stairs. And it, I think it was one of our presidents in the United States that, that this quote is from, but it's like, you just, you just take one step. You don't have to know how long it's going to take you, right, to get up this, you know, this huge flight of stairs or climb the mountain or whatever it is that you're doing. It's just, you know, what are you doing something? Are you choosing something? And I love that energy of just, like, you don't have to know. So when you get out of your head of like where you, and trying to control everything and thinking that you know how it's going to show up, and you get out of your own way of the mind stuff that we can all do, and you ask these questions, like, what else can you invite in? Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, it's always so fun to play with you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Imperfect Brilliance and playing with Jennifer and myself today. And you can get the replays on Om Times Radio or IOM.com. You can also find it on iHeartRadio and iTunes. And you are so welcome to come back and play with us again soon. So thank you so much, Jennifer.
Yeah, my pleasure, Betsy.
And have a great week, everybody. Take care.